Drivers are the forces of change that are shaping logistics. Exhibit 1-9 reviews the logistics drivers will examine. Exhibit 1-9, drivers of logistics, cost versus customer service. The trade-off of cost versus customer service has traditionally been the top driver of logistics, and it continues to be a primary factor. No logistics organization can be successful unless it can balance these opposing factors. One way to improve customer service is to ensure that inventory is in stock when it is needed. For some products, a stockout would cause serious problems with customer loyalty. Stockouts are traditionally prevented by holding safety stock above the level of forecast demand, but other options like rapid shipping or ordering early safety lead time might also be used to increase service when safety stock is undesirable. For example, fashion apparel does not generally use safety stock. However, these strategies also have a cost. After a certain point, it becomes cost prohibitive to increase the order fulfillment level. Organizations therefore determine the level of customer service that they can afford to provide while staying profitable. Of course, some organizations will determine that a strategy of unprofitable but industry-leading service will win market share, but such a strategy could not be maintained indefinitely. Exhibit 1-10 illustrates how organizations seek to find the point that maximizes profit. Exhibit 1-10, Cost Revenue Trade-Offs. Source, Professor M.C. Holcomb, University of Tennessee. Use with permission. Customer needs and expectations. Customers have increased their buying power in large part due to the explosion of information available on global market offerings. The educated customer can not only find the lowest price, but can also research an organization's sustainability, services offered, and reliability. Supply chains need to become both fast, short lead times and high inventory turnover, and agile, able to respond to increases or decreases in demand quickly to meet these expectations, and these expectations will continue to increase. For example, now that Amazon and Walmart are offering same-day delivery in key markets, expectations for others to offer this remarkable feat will continue to grow. Things that start out as differentiators and reasons for selecting a product, called order winners, become minimum requirements or order qualifiers over time. An expectation for perfect orders is an example of an expectation that is now taken for granted. A key consumer trend is for home shopping or electronic fulfillment. The rapid increase in the number of home deliveries that logistics needs to coordinate has required all new logistical arrangements to handle small parcel deliveries in addition to any ongoing retail fulfillment requirements. Even the grocery industry, long a holdout for retail shopping, has seen growth in demand for home delivery. These trends are especially strong in China. Home delivery has the following implications for logistics. Customers might use retail locations to look at goods, but buy online from the lowest cost provider. This is called showcasing. Returns are higher for online orders than for retail, so a strong reverse logistics network is a strategic imperative. The trend for omnichannel distribution in many retail markets is requiring organizations to improve their customer relationship management software and add small parcel delivery options. Retail distribution models designed for full truck or container deliveries do not work for small package deliveries. Parcel systems need to be added if the organization wants to capture these orders. Demand for postal services and parcel delivery organizations is increasing. Postal services are adding capabilities. Desired delivery times are mostly in the evening, which places constraints on delivery vehicle utilization. Evening deliveries might have constraints like noise bans or restrictions. For example, Germany bans nighttime deliveries due to pedestrian risk. Grocery delivery requires specialized vehicles that can accommodate frozen and refrigerated goods. Manufacturers' reordering systems are being linked directly to customer order management systems. The picking workload for multiple small deliveries is higher than for retail replenishment, which tends to pick by the case. Pickers may need to pick up to 20 orders at a time on a compartmentalized trolley. An alternative is to batch pick and send the items to high-speed automated sorters. Customer management has always been a key differentiator for organizations working to keep up with growing customer expectations. This includes recovery, which involves fixing problems after they occur. Schedule compression. Efficient or fast global sourcing has enabled time and distance to be compressed, meaning that a wider set of supply, production, and storage locations have become viable options. Life cycles are growing much shorter for many types of products, especially technology products like cell phones. The time to market for new products has been shortened as design and manufacturing grow lean and collaborative. But competitors are also pushing products out faster, and this shortens the product's life. Obsolescence risk increases the pressure on logistics professionals to minimize inventory. Using a make-to-order strategy still has obsolescence risk in component part inventories, and it also places pressure on order promising since the manufacturer or final assembly time is added to the order cycle time. Another issue in this area is the rapid proliferation of product varieties in color, style, and features. Postponement can help reduce the total inventory levels, but the number of component parts that need to be stocked will still be higher. Again, this variety adds to the time required to process orders. Globalization and geography. Globalization is a major force affecting logistics. It is discussed in detail elsewhere. Geography refers to issues with sourcing and distributing goods globally. While the cost savings from labor are driving global sourcing, some of these savings are diminished by poor transportation infrastructure, severe traffic and port congestion, and long ocean journeys. India and China are committed to increasing road infrastructure rapidly. Many European countries are instead using truck bans, restrictions on hours of operation, or usage taxes and tolls to decrease congestion. This is one reason why many organizations are relocating distribution centers closer to key customer markets. For industries with low profit margins, such as many of those involving consumer packaged goods, low labor cost sourcing works only when the distances are moderate. Therefore, Eastern Europe is a growing manufacturing area for Western European sales, while Central America is a hot spot for North American sales. Market trends and labor shortages. Market trends include the movement of many types of retail distribution channels toward multi-channel or omni-channel distribution models, in other words, models that offer retail and online shopping and more. From a supply side, a key trend is the desire of organizations to expand sales globally. Organizations that have made large capital investments in property, plant, and equipment or research and development can spread these fixed costs over a larger number of units if they find new markets. Automotive manufacturers pioneered this effort, and software and pharmaceutical companies are examples of organizations needing to spread out high development costs over more units. Related to this, many markets, including in Asia, India, and Eastern Europe, are seeing significant demand growth in addition to having attractive labor rates. This increases the attractiveness of producing and selling in these regions. However, the risk of operating in some regions with impediments such as poor infrastructure or lack of sustainability means that organizations are also considering the risk of supply inconsistency or other risks when making location decisions. Third-party logistics providers, 3PLs, continue to grow, and a number of mergers have accelerated the increase in the size of these organizations. This increases their opportunity to provide economies of scale. 3PLs are now offering additional value-added services such as final assembly. Another industry trend is the continued growth in the power of retailers over manufacturers. Retail organizations have grown in overall size and use their market dominance not only to get price concessions, but to enact supply chain changes such as the use of RFID tags on pallets or reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Price concessions take the form of reduced price points, the desired price for a product. Another example of retail accommodation is supplying a mixed assortment of SKUs on a full pallet, sometimes called a rainbow pallet, when each layer has the same product or same size boxes. Retailers are also gaining power over logistics providers in the form of retail compliance. Retail compliance refers to fulfillment policies set by retailers. Failing to meet goals results in penalties or loss of business. For example, Walmart has an on-time and full OTIF policy that fines suppliers or carriers for errors. Since February 1, 2024, the Walmart target to arrive within the assigned drop-off window is 90% on time and 95% in full for prepaid suppliers and 98% on time and 95% in full for collect suppliers. Failure to meet these rates results in a penalty of 3% of the cost of goods sold. A similar metric is the must-arrive-by-date, MABD. Such pressures are forcing suppliers and carriers to collaborate on planning, for example, integrating shipping dates into production plans, and upgrade tracking and visibility technologies. Certain emerging markets are having a huge impact on demand trends and thus prices. China is the largest consumer of steel, for example, and any change in the economy there has a direct impact on prices and availability everywhere. India, Brazil, and Russia are also important emerging markets. A labor shortage in logistics operations and management has existed for some time and has been predicted to get worse, which will drive up costs for logistics. There has been an ongoing shortage of drivers, especially line haul drivers, since fewer people seem willing to be away from home for extended periods. Materials handling and warehouse workers, managers, planners, analysts, schedulers, and distribution managers. Certified logistics professionals are already in demand. Competition. What competitors are doing becomes a driver of change in itself. Often, when an organization expands into a new country's market, its competitors feel compelled to follow suit so as not to lose market share. Similarly, price competition can increase the perceived price of a good or service. If your price stays the same and the competitor lowers its price, customers will perceive your price as having risen. Complexity and risk. The concept of integrated supply chains spanning global footprints has taken hold, and successful organizations have used it to create strong competitive advantage, but these logistics networks are extraordinarily complex. Here are some of the complexities that logistics professionals need to learn to deal with effectively. Proliferation of SKUs. Regulatory or safety requirements that call for changes in materials handling, storage, or transportation processes. Process improvements or new value-added activities, such as final assembly for postponement. Outsourcing increases in general, more entities to manage. Separate logistics systems for direct deliveries, retail, and reverse logistics. For global logistics, longer lead times, higher variability, and more transportation modes and multimodal transportation. Offshoring to countries with different cultures, creating communication and process challenges. Complexity and risk go hand in hand. Complex systems are harder to manage because many more things could go wrong, and it is increasingly difficult to monitor and control these systems. Managing risk has thus become part of the requirements for logistics managers. Any disruption in a logistical system generates numerous opportunities for service failure, which is why so many organizations are investing in risk management and resilience. Other sources of risk include security threats, safety issues, and breaches of privacy policy. The cold chain is an example of a complex supply chain that needs to be separate while also being fully integrated from end to end. Cold chains are primarily needed in the food and pharmaceutical industries for products that have stringent temperature requirements, for example, for improved taste or active ingredient integrity. Such products need not only temperature control within a narrow window, for example, frozen, chilled, room temperature. They also require documentation that proves compliance because related regulations are increasing. This can start at the earliest harvesting or manufacturing stages and continue through transportation, cold warehousing, and delivery. Pharmaceuticals also need high security. As consumers in many parts of the world gain wealth, they also create demand for fresh foods and high-value drugs, so cold chains are becoming more global. A key example is the ultra-low temperature cold chain needed for some COVID-19 vaccines. Pfizer already had a well-developed cold chain and was able to diversify production to multiple countries by developing a GPS-trackable temperature-controlled thermal shipping carton that uses dry ice. Cold chains also need to reduce their high energy consumption while maintaining very high throughput. UNICEF uses a set of policy norms to keep its cold chain both efficient and effective. How to maintain control over or get further use from refrigerated containers upon arrival is one example of a logistics problem to solve in this area. Technology. Managing containers is a key technology driver for logistics. A ship no longer needs to be completely empty before it can load new cargo. As soon as a stack is empty, new containers can be loaded in that space. This change has doubled the productivity of crane operators. Similarly, the ability to load containers on rail cars or trucks has allowed multiple modes of transportation to stay relevant. The goods themselves are more secure from pilferage and damage since they stay in the same container from door to door, in most cases. The ability to order online directly from manufacturers or other supply chain echelons has had an impact on logistics network design, not only in the need to have direct delivery capabilities, but also in the location and number of warehouses. Technology has revolutionized materials management and warehouse order picking and packing. Systems can unload a truck all at once on a conveyor, automatically put away and pick inventory, and otherwise vastly increase storage capacity and reduce labor requirements and the chance for errors or theft. Communications technology such as radio frequency, RF, devices with computer-directed pick and put-away have likewise made manual picking much more efficient, less error-prone, and more secure. In transportation, communication technology allows for global track and trace capabilities, mid-shipment rerouting, and optimization of routing and scheduling. Electronic geofences can set an alarm when a container deviates from its planned route, offering a higher level of security on high-value products. The push for digital transformation is another technology-related driver of change. Digital transformation describes a process shift and a culture shift to embrace regular change, plus implementation of a number of technologies to optimize the supply chain and reduce costs, such as electronic routing of internal logistics documents as a first stage, evolving to streamlined handoffs of electronic documents to other companies and government agencies, and then to multi-party visibility of all supply chain partners in a secure manner that may rely on blockchain to prevent unauthorized alteration or corruption of records. Investing in an Internet of Things, IoT, that sends data on products and processes from manufacturing equipment, vehicles, warehouse equipment, and so on to automatically generate a data trail on a product's journey and status through the supply chain. Blockchain may be used to create this data trail. Artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, ML, and decision support systems, DSS, are types of software designed to mimic human decision-making. When integrated into other systems, they can fully automate the vast majority of transactions, allowing logistics professionals to perform exception management. Use of technology to make outsourcing more reliable by enabling collaboration with less ambiguity. Digital or dynamic freight matching apps that match freight with carriers or vice versa. These are basically automated brokers for use when other options such as contracted shippers are exhausted or to find an opportunity for a loaded backhaul. While an app may be free, it locks the organization into use of a particular 3PL. One example of digital transformation is blockchain. Blockchain is essentially a network of linked computers that use very complex computer processing to ensure that once an encrypted record is created in a shared ledger, it is extremely difficult for any other party to alter the records retroactively. In 2020, IBM, Merck, a multinational pharmaceutical firm, Walmart, and KPMG successfully piloted a blockchain and AI system to develop a secure supply chain for tracking legitimate drugs and preventing the insertion of fakes in the network, a growing and real problem in the industry. A robust solution such as this is needed to comply with the track and trace requirements of the U.S. Drug Supply Chain Security Act that came into force in 2024. Note that blockchain solutions are in addition to the current chain of custody measures that pharmaceutical companies and similar industries already have in place to track lots and the origins of raw materials. However, blockchain can make such chains of custody easier to administer and more reliable. In another example, Walmart has implemented its Food Trust Network, developed in partnership with IBM. Its blockchain for food safety network can trace origin to a specific farm/field in seconds, for example, to quickly recall romaine lettuce found to carry harmful bacteria. It can also help avoid counterfeits and provide product flow tracking. However, blockchain has faced some headwinds. AP, Møller Mærsk, /S, and IBM developed a blockchain system for the tracking of shipping containers called Tradlins, but this platform was withdrawn in 2023. While it was a viable platform, it failed to get enough global industry collaboration to function as an independent business. Reasons for poor adoption include heavy initial investment, a high learning curve for the technology, scalability issues related to high processing power requirements for multi-party transactions, and regulatory issues related to cross-border transactions. However, many other players have entered the arena. For example, the Global Shipping Business Network, GSBN, launched a blockchain shipping platform in 2021 out of Hong Kong. The CEO of GSBN, Bertrand Chen, expressed optimism and predicted that global trade will not continue to rely on traditional paper-based methods by 2032, per an article by Shashank Vardwaj in Forbes India. An oil and gas extraction consortium leveraged blockchain technology from Blockchain for Energy, B4E, called Commodity Transport Web3 Field Automation. It validates deliveries in real time, creates smart contracts, and validates IoT and GPS data. With increasing reliance on technology comes increasing vulnerability when these systems fail or are deliberately compromised, as in the case of hacking or ransomware attacks and so on, as is discussed more elsewhere. Addressing such risks needs to be a high priority. The triple bottom line. Social pressure related to the environment and worker rights has given rise to concerns for sustainability and the triple bottom line. The triple bottom line is the idea that three strategic goals need to be balanced. The economic bottom line is the first goal, the traditional strategic goal of profitability. Two other bottom lines are added for measuring the environmental and social impact of the organization. Important logistics initiatives may include improving energy efficiency, rerouting vehicles to reduce miles, and near sourcing and/or green sourcing. Since transportation makes up the majority of the environmental impact for many organizations, efforts include reducing fuel use and air pollution, improving maritime water quality, and reducing the risk of oil spills. Regulations, compliance, and legislation. While deregulation has been the global trend for transportation over many decades, regulation related to the environment and worker safety has been increasing. Environmental and social concerns have gone beyond the point of social mandate. They now exist in the form of legislation such as restrictions on the use of certain hazardous materials, requirements to take back electronics at the end of their lives, and regulations on driver hours in certain regions. Europe has been a leader in regulating areas such as these. A related force driving logistics change is the uncertainty of trade deals as they are renegotiated, as well as the risk of new tariffs affecting an industry. This can result in a least total cost network quickly becoming suboptimal. Agile networks are needed. Extreme weather and network failure. Climate change is increasing the frequency, severity, and areas at risk of extreme weather events such as hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, or drought. For logistics, this means that roads could be washed out, warehouses put out of commission, and so on. A network may change from functional to non-functional overnight, and the need to establish new networks quickly has become a regular occurrence, rather than part of a rarely used contingency plan. The increased probability of weather-related risks needs to be a consideration when selecting warehouse locations.